Hey, welcome back, everybody. Time to grab your board. We're going to head onto the waves. Not that kind of board. We're going to talk about nonprofit boards right here on Board Talk. Let's talk more walk with the woman who knows all about this world, Nelma Maddox. Welcome.
Thanks, Paul. Happy July.
Happy July here.
This is the 12th show, right?
Is it really?
I think so. It's been a year, so we're celebrating that.
Okay.
And celebrating with very special guests, Grant and Amanda Manahan. Sorry, I should have said ladies first. That's terrible. Like I said, this is just going to be a very quick conversation, catch up with you all about something that I've been curious about. It's basically the National League of Young Men, and I know that Grant's been a part of it for quite some time, so we're going to start with Grant telling us a little bit about the organization and how old you were when you started.
Yeah, so this is an organization we started back in my junior year, so we were actually the founding class of this organization. And basically what it is, it's a youth charity organization where it's focused primarily on charity, but also on youth development and kind of just getting everyone to come into their own. So it's a lot of charity. We do a little bit of development as well for the young men in the program.
Okay, so we're going to get into some of the other young men that were in it with you, but I did not know you started junior. That's fabulous. Now, Mom was a GLAD. Mom, can you tell us what that stands for?
Yes, actually, the National League of Young Men has been around for quite some time, and there's chapters all across the country. I don't know if it's international.
Okay.
But definitely national.
Definitely national.
Yeah. And the Newport Beach chapter had been around in Orange County for a while. And Molly Granato is the one lady who I give a lot of credit to because she worked with the board and started the South Coast chapter.
Okay.
Grant was, as he said, was one of the founding class for the South Coast chapter that's going strong now. And they've even got waiting lists now to get in. So it's, you're familiar with the NCL?
Yeah.
So it's, I always say,
for girls, we had them in here.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I always like to say we're the boy version of NCL, but not quite so strenuous. So there's actually three pillars to it. So it's, as Grant said, it's developing charitable work.
Okay.
Community involvement. It's also cultural. So trying to get the boys to experience and grow culturally. Mm-hmm. And then the last one is, as Grant said, just development in general.
Amazing.
To get them off and ready for bigger and better things. But a GLAD, a GLAD is a grade level advisor.
Okay.
And so every grade level, so they start really recruiting in eighth grade.
Okay.
So that's the earliest you could be in it. And then the first official class you can start would be ninth grade.
Okay.
And so every class level has a grade level advisor, and it's supposed to be like the hardest job. And so every mom is supposed to have, I know,
of
you're
course
laughing.
You got it. With a full-time job.
Yeah. And I don't even quite know how I got it, other than my friend Molly gives me a call and says, man, I need your help. And I was like, okay, what? You got to be a GLAD for the senior class. And I'm like, you're kidding, right? Me? A GLAD? And she said, listen, you're going to be working with Karen, and she is going to be amazing. And Karen Edler. How do we say Edler? Edler. And she really was. She had it down because she was also an NCL.
Yeah.
She did an NCL with her daughter. She was an NCL member herself.
Yeah.
So it was actually quite easy and kind of fun.
Usually the ones that are busiest, right, that do everything. And then Paul and I joke around all the time. We actually joked with Bill Lyon when he was in here talking about Pretend City. We joked with him because he said he was first trapped into this life on a steering committee. And we're like, oh, it's not a steering committee. That makes it sound so nice. And then you're completely trapped and held hostage into doing all these things. Meanwhile, you're enjoying it. Let's go down memory lane a little bit. So you joined as a junior, so it was a little bit later, but were you already friends with some of the guys that were in it, or did you just become friends with them?
Actually, I ended up roping one of my best friends into it. So me and him were like first of the two out of, I think it was 12 founding members that first year. So I knew a couple people from school, like a few of my classmates, and then just a few people from here and there that I had met from various different things. But for the most part, I would say the majority of us didn't really know each other coming into it. It was more just a collection of people just trying to see what it was all about, try to get some leadership, some service experience. But it ended up being a really great time. And I think by the end of it, the 11 of us who ended up graduating all the way through ended up becoming really close. I know I still talk to many of them today. Awesome. So yeah, it was a really good experience for all of us.
I tease Kyle all the time about, so for the audience, some of you may or may not know, Grant and Kyle are the same age. And so that's one of the reasons why I always have a youth component in here. I think it's really important for the youth to also sit down next to mom or dad and understand sort of the giving on that level, that your mom and dad give not only out of the goodness of their hearts, but they're really giving you this example. So I'm sure you remember many times, you were part of Lion's Heart as well at one point in time. So you remember stuffing bags and things like that and handing it to families and being able to make that connection with community, but you don't really know what you're doing as a kid. We joke around all the time that Kyle said, you made me do it, but now he actually loves it. So I'm curious, Grant, what charities did you fall in love with along the way?
Yeah, I know that one that I kept coming back to a lot actually was FAM. So my first experience with that, I had no idea what it was prior to NLYM, but I know one of our first service events we did was actually going down to FAM, and us, like our entire class, ended up helping them out for the majority of a Saturday.
What does it stand for?
Family Administrative Ministry, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's, but primarily we were like helping them out with food and giving food to homeless or people with food insecurity, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
That was like one of my first experiences with that, but I really ended up loving it. And so for the school I went to, J. Sarah, we had a community service minimum that we needed to graduate. Yeah. And one of the two biggest organizations that actually that contributed to my service for that was FAM as part of NLYM. But yeah, even afterwards, past the NLYM group service event we did with FAM, I knew I volunteered there at least once or twice a month, the entirety of my junior year and senior year. And it was just a really great experience. And I really fell in love with that aspect of charity. So I think it was a great experience.
I love that. I love that a lot. First of all, it says a lot about you. It also says a lot about your parents, and not just blowing smoke. They're two of our favorite people. But I will also say what I really loved about it is that you and your mom got to be close, and whether you like it or not, you're side by side serving one another. And so tell me a little bit about that senior event when you're graduating.
Yeah, that was probably one of the best moments. I know senior year is obviously emotional for everybody. So I think it definitely gave me a little bit of a reality check of just like how much I enjoyed like spending time with my mom every single week for the past 2 years. One of the main things that we do for NLYM is we have monthly meetings. So we just go to someone's house, and as part of it, we have a little community service event. We usually have a speaker that comes in and talks to us about a variety of different things like fitness, investing, whatever it is.
Good.
But as another part of it is we all have dinner together, like all of the moms and all of the sons. So I know for me, that was a really great time to just catch up with my mom over the month, or catch up with some of my friends who I hadn't seen in a while. And that final dinner was a really beautiful moment. We all got dressed up in our suits and everything. And me and my mom were like partly in charge of planning and coordinating it. But it was just really great to see like how far we came throughout the entire process. And it was like one of the first events, because it was right before graduation, where I could see, wow, I could see how far I came like throughout the course of high school. So it was really beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Hope I didn't make you tear up or anything. I know it made your mom. Amanda, let's shift gears. And can you tell me what a sustainer is?
Yes. The National League of Young Men is not just while you're in high school. So you can be a part of it afterwards. Okay. So the boys can too. Most of the boys during college aren't, just because they're not logistically not here.
Around.
Yeah. But they could be. Mostly it's the moms that will stay involved. Okay. And so we still get invited then to go to the philanthropies. We get to go to hear the guest speakers should we choose. But it's also just a lot of fun. And commiserating that first year when our kids are gone, a lot of empty nesters. Yeah. So you and I have done a lot of commiserating on that. But it's nice to have that group that's going through it exactly Yeah, at the same time.
Yeah, honestly, your mom and I have joked around a lot about having a podcast, actually, about all the funny things we go through, not only with you and Kyle, but definitely with Kaylin being back, because now we have a boomerang. So I was like an empty nester for 2 months, maybe? She doesn't listen to this show, so I can say it, but wow. Okay? Wow. I hear rumors of maybe, I don't know, Coke Zero cans at your house, but for my house, wow. It's special. It's a special kind of litter. All right, shifting gears back. Tell me a little bit about, so you told me about your favorite charity. How about your favorite philanthropy or charity that you did through NLYM?
Yeah, gosh. Maybe it was the Botanical Gardens cleanup.
Okay.
Because
which one?
The one in Laguna Niguel.
Okay.
Because I don't know how long have I lived here, and I didn't even know the extent of that botanical gardens and how much it takes to just keep it up. And it's all a lot of it is volunteer going in there, cleaning it up. I just thought it was like part of the OC parks, and I'm sure they do stuff, but how many volunteers it takes to go in there and beautify it.
Yeah.
And it's a cool space. Do you walk that?
You didn't even know it was there. I think, right? I'm going to have to go check it out.
We'll have to go do a walk there sometime because it's quite beautiful.
Yeah, that's one of the cool things that Paul and I come across when we have people sitting here all the time from boards, and we're just like, what? That exists? Huh? What do you mean? So then he gets to go out, and he's one of the ones who goes and interviews right on site. So he's gone to Veteran Strong before, and they have a ranch down in San Juan Capistrano. He's gone to Bill's Car Museum. There's just so many places that are such treasures and hidden gems in Orange County that we have no idea. Right?
Exactly.
When was the last time you guys were at Bauer Museum, for instance?
We used to do that a lot when he was little. Yeah. Loved it. When they did the exhibit of the terracotta soldiers there.
Yes.
Do you remember seeing that?
Yeah, they just did it again. Did they do that before? Because they just brought it back in October.
It must have been kindergarten, I think.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So they brought them back.
Yeah. It was because I remember seeing the original when we were in China, and then they had it out in Bauer's. It was so cool.
That's crazy.
I don't know if you remember it. You're so little.
Yeah.
You're a foodie and cultured, because you are an only child. I'm going to shout that out. But I do think that you have traveled the world, and we've gotten to do a couple of those things with you. So last summer this is a first world problem, but right? We went to see the Acropolis together, and we got to see things in Rome. So that was fantastic. Yeah. Let's shift gears a little bit back to, you are a charitable family, so it doesn't just stop at NLYM. Tell me a little bit about some of the charitable things that you've been exposed to, maybe through the fraternity at school. Anything? Are you guys starting to kind of pull at that thread yet?
Yeah. So I just finished up my first year at college. One of the aspects of fraternal life down there is community service. So every single fraternity sorority on campus at UCSD is required to do a certain amount of community service hours per member for the organization to stay on campus by our IFC that we have down there. So we do one big community service event per quarter. Okay. That we have. I know last quarter what we did is we had a charity car wash event that we had.
Oh, great.
Yeah, always a couple broken windshields with that one, but
no.
It's for good cause.
Okay, I'm not bringing my car down.
Yeah, but it's a good time in any case. It's a very popular event. I know they do it at a lot of different colleges, at least in San Diego that I know of, but yeah, we raised, I think, $4,000 or $5,000 or so for the local food bank. We also do tabling as well. That's part of it that we have. So we have people out there every single week for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, or every single day, I should say, for 2 or 3 weeks, just tabling about different causes. Like, I know we did some for breast cancer awareness. We did some for, like, the Children's Hospital. So that's another big aspect we have. And then for our fall quarter, like the biggest charity event on campus, at least for our fraternity, is we do a pumpkin carving contest. And so that one raises a lot of money every year. And so we donate that one to the local food bank in San Diego.
I love that. So you almost really have continued your fam work, right? Like that part that tugs at your heartstrings is down in San Diego now. I love that for you. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Amanda, we'll shift gears a little bit to you too. I know you are constantly getting steered into committees. Every year, people want you to be part of their gala because that's one of our favorite things to do.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about you're hosting families. Aren't you a host family for UCSD now?
Oh, so I was a host family for J. Sarah, actually.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, tell me a little bit about that, and then we'll shift gears to what you're doing for UCSD now.
Okay, so yeah, we did. J. Sarah brings out Net Missionaries, and they're so lucky and blessed to have a group of Net Missionaries on campus. So a lot of the Net Missionaries can go, and they might go from church and travel around the country, where these Net Missionaries are stationed at the school for an entire school year.
Okay.
So somebody needs to house them. And so they always look for parent volunteers to do that. I never, Grant was at JSER, I never volunteered for it. But as he left, I was like, we've got space, and maybe it won't feel so lonely without him being there. So we hosted two of the Net Missionaries, but it ended up being so crazy because they all got COVID.
Oh boy.
And norovirus or whatever that was.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. And so they showed up, and then Grant actually got sick, and so I went down to go visit him, and I got sick. So the whole house was sick for a couple days, and then they got it took a week. I would say a week. And I was telling Brian, what did we do? Oh my God.
We're never doing that again.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Not in December. Let's do it in spring. But they were so nice. These boys were just, they brought so much laughter, and they were such good sports about it and weren't trouble. Like,
that's great.
I would say they were gone most of the day with their activities, and we just would have family dinners with them, you know, a couple times a week. So that was a lot of fun.
And where were they from? Remind me what countries.
They were the U.S. So one was from a little town in Texas, and I couldn't tell you where, but small.
Oh, so they were from the U.S. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought they
and
were
then
from another country.
Another one was from Florida.
Cool.
So he had been homeschooled too. This was his big first trip away from home. And it was like, sick.
Funny.
And we're here. Crazy.
Okay, shift gears. We've had just a few more minutes. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing with UCSD now.
Oh, so we're on parent council.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay. And now I'm also now co-chairing. Brian and I are co-chairing the Family Ambassador Program for UCSD. So
cool.
We'll see how that turns out.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah. They said it was the second year that they had the parent councils as chairs for the Ambassador Program, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fascinating. So do you see this is what's so crazy about board life, right? I always try to mention this at the beginning of every show, and I forgot. But one of the reasons why we're sitting here today is the show I decided to come about is actually Paul's idea. It was Paul's great idea. He said, no one comes in here and talks about nonprofits. And then come to find out there's over 9,000 nonprofits in Orange County at any given time. So it just tells you how many people are in need and how many specific needs there are. But I think what I love about it is the generosity of Orange County and the people who have sat across from me, whether it was time or treasure, they've always just given out of the goodness of their heart.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to close kind of the show. We've got two more minutes left. I usually always ask this, Grant, what is the last thing you want anybody to know from the show today about anything we've talked about or anything we forgot or something you want to say?
I think one of the last things I want to talk about is just the impact that NLYM had on my life. I know it really ended up bringing me and my mom a lot closer together. It ended up bringing me and my friends a lot closer together. And it kind of just made me fall in love with service that was more than just needing to do it for a college application. So I think it really helps to build community, to get involved with something that's a little bit bigger than yourself. And even if it's just something a little bit more simple like NLYM, I think it was very valuable aspect of my life. And I'm so very thankful that I ended up joining and being a founding member of it.
Well, that's awesome. So anybody who listens to the show, guys, Grant is going to go back as a rising sophomore now in college. Contact him through his LinkedIn profile that I'm making him do. And you will find him and talk to him about anything, surfing, NLYM, any of those things. Amanda, any closing thoughts?
Just get involved. Do it. If you're thinking about or trying to find a way, especially in high school, when you have less time to spend with your son, NYLM is a great, great organization.
Yeah. So you guys all know this went really fast. Believe it or not, we're done. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.
I do also want to say, if somebody wants to get involved with NLYM, how do they do so?
There's an Instagram page for if you're in the South Coast chapter or South County.
Okay.
The South Coast chapter. There's an Instagram page and a Facebook page. If you're in North County, I think Newport Beach has similar.
Okay. Awesome. So they can look at that, and then there'll be some blurbs beneath. I'm trying to think of anything else. Contact Paul here at OC Talk Radio. He's been doing this forever. He's a joy to partner with. So thank you all. Have a
great
night.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow, she called me a joy to work with. I love it here on Board Talk, right here. We're going to have some more joyous conversations right here on Orange County's joyful community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.